We are passionately pumping.
Jamal Lowe's onside. The flag stayed down. Jamal Lowe, nonchalant, brilliant. Pompey will be promoted at this rate.
Cheltenham Town, that'll stick in my mind forever.
Pure, unadulterated Pompey.
You can't be involved with this football club and not be emotional. The club is special.
Action and reaction.
It's an exciting challenge. I'm proud to be the manager of Portsmouth.
Giving Pompey fans a voice.
The whole stadium erupted singing "Play Up Pompey." It was a surreal moment.
To do it with a club like Portsmouth was just incredible. That was the reason why I joined the club.
This is the Football Hour.
The one team that stands out, that's historic, that's had great success, that has a fan base that is amazingly passionate, is Portsmouth.
The hunt for a Pompey win continues. It's defeat again as Queen's Park Rangers dump the Blues out of the FA Cup on Tuesday night. And it's also bad news for defender Jack Watmore, who's been ruled out for the remainder of the season and potentially beyond. How much of an influence will his injury have on Pompey's bid for promotion? Kenny Jackett's side travel to Plymouth tomorrow, and the Blast will have a bit of a selection headache. Tom Naylor is suspended for the next two games, leaving the question, who plays in the centre of midfield? Would anything other than a win tomorrow be satisfactory for you? Should we be preparing for a likely playoff finish if that is the case? Or are Pompey capable of a strong sprint finish? Don't forget, as ever, we want your score predictions for tomorrow's game between Pompey and the Pilgrims at Home Park 2. Kenny Jackett will be on the show later, and he's reflecting on crashing out of the FA Cup after failing net in the fourth round replay.
And then a frustration, I think, right the way through that, you know, we didn't create that many chances against them.
We'll also hear from Ollie Hawkins too. The striker is feeling confident heading into this weekend's game.
I feel, and sort of the players feel, pretty confident that, like I said, we've got a good squad going on Saturday, and I think we will get the win.
A very good evening to you, wherever you are listening in from, to the Friday Football Hour.
This is the Football Hour, 93.7 Express FM.
Another very warm welcome to you to the Friday Football Hour, which this season is being driven to you by Stagecoach Buses. Need to get in and around the city without a fuss? Then do hop on a Stagecoach bus. They provide cheap and reliable journeys in and out of Portsmouth and across the entirety of the South Coast too. But let's get it started then, shall we? And we start off, regrettably, starting the show with yet more horrifying news coming in to us today, and that is the confirmation of the deaths of 10 people following a large fire at the youth team training centre of one of Brazil's largest football clubs, Flamengo. The blaze reportedly broke out through the night in the dorms of the facility, but the cause of it at this time is unknown. I extend my thoughts and wishes to the friends and family of those perished, as does everyone here at Express FM in what has been another morbid day in the football world. Now, it's been another busy day for the Blues. They've been in action twice here since our last show last Friday, marking three consecutive weeks of doubleheaders and midweek football. Last Saturday, Doncaster Rovers came to Fratton Park for league action. That ended 1-1, and after that, Pompey made the trip to Loftus Road on Tuesday night to face off with Queen's Park Rangers in the fourth round replay of the FA Cup. Let's bring in my two guests. Welcome in, first of all, opposite me, Kev Ryan. Good evening to you, sir. What did you make of a Tuesday night game, then?
By all accounts, we put up a good show for 70 minutes, held out. But going forward, I gather there was only one shot on target the old game.
Yeah, it wasn't great, and there wasn't, you know, too much creativity in kind of Pompey's respect. Let's welcome in my other guest this evening. Alongside Kev tonight, we have Portsmouth Supporters Club Central Branch Chairman Roy Gregory. It's great to have you in tonight, Roy.
Good evening, thank you.
I mentioned there in the intro about Jack Watmore's injury, which, if you haven't heard back home, will keep him out until the end of the season as he requires yet another operation. Kenny Jackett will talk us through that a little bit more later on the show, but for now, it's such a massive blow for the squad going into such a crucial time of the season, isn't it?
Well, it is. You know, Jack's really come on strong this season, and it's a big shame. Those knees do seem a little bit problematic to him. Although sometimes a little bit of bad press, I still think Christian Burgess can do a job there. You know, I think he needs sometimes our support rather than necessarily.
Yeah.
You know, but nevertheless, there are other people that can play centre half or in the back four there.
And we spoke about Jack Watmore there, Kev. And he's out for the rest of the season. And as Roy just mentioned there perfectly, really, it's a great chance now, under unfortunate circumstances, of course, for Christian Burgess to go out there and prove his doubters wrong. Because Kenny's told us he's a big fan of Christian, especially his partnership with Matt Clark. And he's received a lot of perhaps unnecessary stick over the last week or so, hasn't he?
Yeah, I guess it's just the world we live in today, social media. They think they can just get on, go on Twitter and abuse people. I think Christian deserves more respect than that. He's a top professional, accepts criticism, and always replies with honesty. Does a lot of work in the community and cares for the city and deserves respect and credit also for getting Pompey on the way back in winning League Two.
Yeah, he's a great servant to the club, and as you mentioned, helping get Pompey, you know, on their way back up after what's been a horrible 10 years for the club. And Kev, you spoke about just then the Blues falling short of the fourth hurdle in the FA Cup. But a positive angle I keep telling myself and telling others as well, at least we can now fully divert our focus on trying to reclaim an automatic promotion place.
Yeah, definitely. All energy now is for the Checkatrade Trophy and getting up to the Championship.
Kev Ryan and Roy Gregory there then with their brief thoughts on the latest events here at Portsmouth Football Club. Tonight, the pair in front of me and myself, of course, will be continuing to discuss the recent Pompey form on the pitch. Jack Watmore's latest injury setback as well as who we think should be starting tomorrow's game at Plymouth, as well as your thoughts as well. And as we all know, there's plenty of competition in every position, and with players out, injured and suspended, it's anyone's guess as to who will start tomorrow's game. Can Pompey pick up that eagerly awaited win, or will Derek Adams come back to haunt the Blues at Home Park once again? Also, do you believe that anything else less than a win tomorrow will effectively mark the end of any hopes of gaining automatic promotion to the Championship? With games running out and plenty of teams around us playing catch-up, would you settle for a playoff place, as many of us would have accepted at the start of the season? You can send in your thoughts now. You can start your message with the word Express and text that to 81400. Include your name somewhere in that as well. You can email Pompey at expressfm.com, or you can tweet us at expressfm if, of course, you are social media savvy. Now, the squad has changed a little bit over the January transfer window as a result, but what do the new lads need to do to help improve the results?
Do what they've been brought in to do, which is enhance the competition and ultimately then improve the quality on the pitch.
We'll hear what the boss Kenny Jackett had to say heading into this weekend's fixture next here on 93.7 Express FM.
This is the Football Hour, 93.7 Express FM.
Welcome back to the Friday Football Hour here on 93.7 Express FM, where we remain passionately and also positively Pompey too. Tonight, I'm joined alongside Kev Ryan and Roy Gregory from the Portsmouth Supporters Club. We'll hear more on what they have to say shortly. Now, this season, Stagecoach Buses are sponsoring the Football Hour here on Express FM. So let's hear from the boss then. After Pompey were forced out of the FA Cup in midweek, I asked for Gaffer yesterday just how he felt about the Cup run.
Yeah, it has been a good run. Ultimately, we had perhaps a chance at Fratton Park, you know, in front of a big crowd to beat them. Couldn't quite get there at Loftus Road while we, you know, nullified them in the main part defensively. You know, they had the edge on set pieces right the way through both games and scored all three of their goals, two corners and a wide free kick, direct header from Smith. So, you know, that was where their goals came. And then a frustration, I think, right the way through that, you know, we didn't create that many chances against them, particularly at Loftus Road. And it, you know, it left us, you know, short of a late flurry at the end where, you know, we had a bit of goal mouth action to encourage us. You know, we didn't really do enough against them. And good luck to them, though. They go through the next round. For us, it's been, you know, a good little run, an exciting one, and one we put behind us now.
Yeah, and of course now a positive. It's a strong performance despite the scoreline, of course. And now attention can now turn to the league.
Yeah, I think attention always has been on the league, definitely. And, you know, when the league games come around, we all know and all do think inside the club that is our priority, and, you know, it's no different. But Saturday's game against Plymouth is a big one. You know, an informed side, you know, great games between Plymouth and Portsmouth generally, competitive games, good quality games since I've been here, you know, very good. So I'm sure Saturday will be exactly the same.
Saturday sees a return of the new additions of last month as well, after their ineligibility of the Cup on Tuesday. And obviously not wanting to review your team, but there must be a bit of a selection headache now for the trip to Plymouth.
I don't think headache. I think you're looking at a very important period of the season, and we have to make sure we get our squad lined up and you know, settled, and where they all know which place they're competing for. And then for us, over, you know, 3 or 4 month period, to be as strong as we possibly can, you know, for the new lads, for them to do what they've been brought in to do, which is enhance the competition and ultimately then improve the quality on the pitch.
That there was Kenny Jackett, who was evidently pleased with Pompey's progression in the FA Cup this season, despite it coming to a disappointing end this week. So let's get straight back into it then, lads. But before we do speak any more on you know, the first team and whatnot, now's a great time to congratulate Haji Minoga, or Minoga, whose name is pronounced like that, apparently, or so I've been told by a family friend. Anyway, he's been called up to the latest England under-17 squad, and if you missed it, Haji started on the bench in the 3-2 victory over France yesterday, and he's expected to be involved again on Sunday when the young Three Lions face Hungary. Kev, how great is it to see yet another success of the academy begin to make his mark on the world stage?
Great. Very good honour for the lad and for Pompey concerned. He looks a very bright prospect.
He does. And he follows the likes of Jack Watmore and Jed Wallace-Roy to have made appearances at youth level for their country. And it comes after he made his full Pompey debut earlier this season. Can you see him joining that list of players to really go on and make a name for themselves in the highest leagues of the English game? Because having seen him in the Checkatrade Trophy this season, I certainly think so.
Yeah, I'd like to think the same. Actually, I also saw him in that Checkatrade Trophy game, and he looked quite a good prospect on the right hand side there. It'd be very good if we could get another young player through, and let's hope that he continues to improve under with this.
Certainly hope so. And back to Tuesday, Kev, I don't want to dwell on it anymore because, quite frankly, we were knocked out of a cup. We weren't going to win, you know, realistically, of course. We've had a great run anyway, and the loss came to a team in a higher division, so I won't really. But a positive or two I'd like to take from the match is, one, that superb last-ditch tackle by Matt Clark when the score was 0-0, and also what Ollie Hawkins offered the team when he came back into the squad. It's great to see him back from injury too, by the way. Kev, you've seen the tackle, Matt Clark?
Yeah, I've seen the tackle. A great tackle. Lost the ball round by the halfway line and got back. And what a superb tackle.
Brilliant. And that's what he can offer us as well. Like you say, lost the ball at the halfway line, come all the way back, showed his desire and his commitment to come back and win the ball. Unfortunately, obviously, it wasn't enough for Pompey to go on and win the game. But Ollie Hawkins, we mentioned there, Roy, he's come back into the side, and you can either love him or you can hate him. He's a bit like Marmite, of course. His goal-scoring record isn't fantastic, let's say, but he does offer something different to the team.
Oh, certainly. I think that some of our best games were when he was up front on his own. As you say, a lot of people don't like him, but I think he does a lot of hard work and often brings in our wing play. Going forward, I think I'd like to see us playing two up front. We brought in the likes of Bogle, yeah. James Vaughan, who are a higher level of striker, and perhaps there's a place to go to up front now as opposed to the one man. But certainly as far as Ollie's concerned, I mean, he always puts a good shift in for us.
He does, and he runs his socks off, and like I say, he offers that difference to the team. And I know, as I say, Kev, that his goal-scoring tally isn't, you know, the most appealing, and even he is mixed about, but he does bring in the attacking midfielders into the game. He helps the team, and I say team, you know, specifically to get goals. And it's not all about him. And in the interview that we'll hear in just a short while, he's extremely down-to-earth, he acknowledges his lack of goals, and he's ready to thrive on the added competition added to the squad, you know, by the likes of Omar Bogle and James Vaughan. And it can only help him, of course.
Yeah, I mean, there's two quality championship forwards in Bogle and Vaughan, so Ollie can only learn off those two. And certainly, Ollie's improved tremendously this season.
And going into the final 16 games of the League One campaign, Roy, there really are fine margins now between Luton at the top and as far down, really, as to Charlton in fifth. Luton on 65 points, Charlton recently been creeping up the table. They're on 54. We're kind of slap bang in the middle of both of those, and there's a whole host of games in hand for everyone as well, bar Luton at the top in and around those positions. So is it fair to say now that, at the moment at least, it appears to be perhaps a five-way race for the top two?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly changed over, well, just really the Christmas period in January, where we were well up the top there. Now we're kind of sliding a little bit, and hopefully we've had our blip, and we can somehow try and turn this round, perhaps with the influx of the new players, and get back to our winning ways again. Because hopefully, not you wish bad on others, but other teams may have a bit of a blip themselves, so hopefully we can sort of make more on that.
Yeah, like you say, it's our first really blip of the season. We've not had a string of, you know, poor results. We've had an odd loss here or there, of course, but it is just a blip, and I feel, Kev, that we can go on now the rest of the season. We've got these new additions. It's going to take a few weeks for, you know, the new players to gel and for Kenny really to find his, you know, his strongest lineup and his preferred formations and whatnot. So do you believe that, give it, you know, a few more weeks, like I say, give it time to gel again? Do you think we can be back on track to get up there?
Yeah, certainly. Look, as I say, forward wise, we brought in quality players. I think the two wingers will push Lowe and Curtis like Green and Wheeler did. And I think going forward, there's a lot there.
Mm. And like you say, Roy, earlier about the additions of James Vaughan and Omar Bogle into the squad now, it offers something different up top, and they're two players with a great record, you know, around about this level as well. James Vaughan, we see him briefly last week against Doncaster. Omar Bogle has got two goals in two games now. It's looking positive for Pompey going forward, you know, the attacking options, as much as personally, you know, I'd like to see Ollie Hawkins, you know, keep his spot in the team. I think, you know, he's kind of pivotal to that. But having these options and having the opportunity to, you know, mix these players around and perhaps play two up top if it's not going right one day, it's nothing short of exciting.
No, that's right. I mean, it's up to Kenny, obviously, but I do think that perhaps a bit of change of system might be needed now.
Yeah.
It's worked well for us for the beginning part of the season, but I do feel we brought different personnel in now. Perhaps we can change it and perhaps not get so easily, I want to say the word found out, but our opposition do seem to be able to stop us playing, and that seems to be part of our problem.
And Kev, looking back at the season, how it's panned out so far, would you, I say, accept anything less than an automatic promotion spot now, or would the playoffs still reflect a pretty positive outcome? It's a hard one, I know, it's on the spot, but...
Yeah, being that we've been in the top two all season, I would like automatic, but if we have to go up through the playoffs, we have to go up. But as long as we go up...
Who wouldn't love a day out at Wembley?
Yeah, definitely.
Even if it may, as you know, the Checkers Trophy final. It's interesting, Roy, because I think that at the start of the campaign back in August, before a ball was kicked, a lot of fans would have bitten your arm off to be where we are now, you know, third, fourth on the table, whatever. And I think it's just the manner of how we've handled the past month or so, which is getting to people, because say we finish third, it's still a vast improvement on last season. It still leaves the door open for promotion. It's just gutting, obviously, the way it's happened.
Oh, for sure. I mean, we'd have all taken this position at the beginning of the season. You're quite right. I suppose from my point of view is that to be sort of 5 points clear at the top, you feel that you should be building on that, and to sort of slip away is a little bit disheartening. But I'm sure, as I said before, with the new influx of players, perhaps we can turn things around and get ourselves back up. I'd very much like automatic promotion.
Mm. I think everyone would, really. We've had a few score predictions coming into us already this evening. Lee Hosey is going for a 2-1 Pompey win tomorrow. Curtis and Bogle to score, while Gary Slidell thinks it will be 3-1. Bogle with two and Lowe with the other. Don't forget, you can get in contact with us back home as well, be it a score prediction, a comment on where you think Pompey need to improve to pick up form going on to the back end of the season, or anything else Pompey-related you want to get off your chest. You can say that back home. Get in touch with us here in the studio by either texting the word express followed by your message and your name to 81400. You can email pompey@expressfm.com or head over to Twitter to tweet us at expressfm. So how did Ollie Hawkins feel about being on the bench, and what's it like to return to first team action?
You're just dying to get out of there, but now obviously I'm involved. It's either me going to be patient sitting on the bench and coming on waiting to come on, or starting and getting back into the groove of it.
Don't go anywhere. We'll chat with the man himself in just a few moments here as the Friday Football Hour continues.
This is the Football Hour, 93.7 Express FM.
Welcome back to the Football Hour here on Express FM, sponsored by Stagecoach Buses across the southeast of England. Don't forget, if you'd like to get any of your thoughts across to us here in the studio, then you can get in touch all the usual ways. Text your message to 81400 and start that with the word Express. You can email pompey@expressfm.com or find us on Twitter at ExpressFM as well. We want your score predictions for tomorrow's clash with informed Plymouth Argyle, as well as anything else you want to get across to us tonight. So let's hear from Ollie Hawkins now. I caught up with a man that's only just returned to action, asking how he feels now that the squad can return to focus on League One promotion again, with only the Checker Trade semi-final to deal with.
Obviously, like, it was a good run from the boys, and I'd say we was unlucky to go through against QPR. Obviously, their home game, it was they just sort of dominated us a bit more on set pieces. But like I say, we can now focus on the league. Obviously, I think we've still got one more cup game towards the Checkered Trade final, and like I said, the league's very important, so we just want to concentrate on that.
And a good performance, a lot of us will agree on Tuesday, not just from you but the whole team really. Do you feel that we could have got something more out of the game?
I think so. Like I say, it that game on Tuesday just felt like the last few games, even though the last few games we scored a couple goals, it was just the luck falling to the right person at the right time, or we didn't have loads and loads of chances, but it was a tough game. We thought if it weren't for the set pieces, we could have maybe won it 1-0 or went to extra time. And like I say, it's just moving on from it now, and like I say, concentrating on the league.
It's a long anticipated wait for a league win now. You have to go back as far as New Year's Day, but how confident do you think the team are that Saturday could be that day?
Yeah, I mean, like I say, every game we're going to go in thinking we're going to win and we're going to try and win. And like I say, it's just another Saturday game that's come now that we're looking to win. And I feel and the sort of the players feel pretty confident that, like I say, we've got a good squad going this Saturday, and I think we will get a win.
And a few new signings of late. Have the new lads started to settle, in your opinion? Do you think it will be a while until the team starts to really gel again?
Obviously, when you have new signings and they come straight in, the new signings, it's going to take maybe a couple of games for them to sort of know how we play and settle in. So, like I say, it's been a couple of games now, so hopefully now this Plymouth game can be the start of like everyone gelling and sort of knowing what we're doing.
And now you're back in the side after a spell on the sidelines. How are you feeling? Is everything cleared up 100% now?
Yeah, like I say, I'm 100% back now, and like I say, just focusing on trying to get back in the starting lineup, and like I say, doing as well as I can and getting the team up.
And how does it feel for you to be back in amongst the squad on a match day?
Yeah, I mean, it's a weird feeling, obviously, being at the match day when you're on the sideline watching, and it's like you're just dying to get out of there. But now, obviously, I'm involved. It's either me going to be patient sitting on the bench and coming on waiting to come on, or starting and getting back into the groove of it.
And finally, speaking of the new signings, there's a few new names in and around your position. How does it feel at all? Does it feel like it affects the way you train and perform, that added competition?
I mean, like I say, competition is healthy. It's my job now really to sort of step up a little bit, to sort of make the manager's choice that makes trying to get me to start is what I'm going to be trying to do. So if it means I have to train a bit harder, work a bit harder, I'm going to do it, because now there's more competition. Obviously, previously it was just me and Brett, so it was a case of me play or Brett play. Now it's me, Brett, James Vaughan or Omar Boga. So like I say, two of them players obviously from a league above, so it's going to be hard competition. But it's hard competition for me, but it's healthy competition for the team and the squad and the fans and everyone watching, so it's good.
And now, as you may know, this is the part of the show where we hear from our local non-league reporter and Over the White Line host, Henry Deacon. That there was Ollie Hawkins, the Pompey number nine, who you may have heard at the end, who's hoping to get some minutes on the pitch at Plymouth tomorrow, despite the added competition to the squad. Now, let's get to Henry Deacon. He runs us through who is playing in and around the local area this weekend.
The month of February means that it starts getting serious for our local sides as the end of season running looms ever closer. We begin our weekly local roundup in the National League as Hammers of Waterloo will make the long trip to the North East to take on Gateshead. The Heat are under temporary management with Ben Clark taking charge of the side. The Hawks have won only twice on the road this season, but one of those came last time out on the road when they beat Bournemouth by 3-1 at Meadow Park. In the Southern League Premier Division, Gosport Burr will be looking to get themselves away from the bottom three when they take on Froome at Privet Park. In the Southern League First Division, Moneyfield slipped up massively against Blackford and Langley last, who could be looking to put that disappointment behind them as they make the trip to Poulton Rovers, who 10 years ago memorably made the FA Cup first round. In the Wessex League Premier Division, Baffin's Milton Rovers take on Hanworthy United. AFC Porchester away to Brockenhurst. Fairham Town are at home to Bemerton Heath Harlequins, whilst Horndean hosts Shaftesbury. In the Wessex League First Division, only United Services Portsmouth are in action this weekend. They take on Totten and Ealing in what is massive games at both the top and bottom end of the table for our local sides over the weekend.
A big thanks to Headers there for another non-league roundup. If you're not planning on going to Fratton's, Home Park tomorrow, then be sure to head over to one of those games instead.
Now this Sunday, Pompey women return to action after a week off. Their game against Oxford United in the Women's National League last Sunday was postponed due to a waterlogged pitch. They play Watford away on this Sunday, where former Blues player Lauren Peck now plies her trade.
But the bigger game this week comes on Wednesday. A potential promotion is on the cards when the women host 8th place Chichester City in the league on Wednesday evening at the PMC Stadium. Kick-off is at 7:45 with gates opening from 7:15. Tickets for that midweek game are valued at £5 for adults and £2 concessions, which includes under-18s and over-63s. Last time the two sides met was a 2-1 loss for Jay Sadler's side at Oaklands Park back in September. The two sides also met in Baffins earlier this season, with the away side coming out 4-2 victors, so a long-anticipated win against Vichai is up for grabs here. Shannon Albury faces her former club in this game, as the Blues look to build on 3 consecutive wins since the turn of the year. So there we have it. Pompey women are back in action this Sunday away to Watford, if you didn't hear. And on Wednesday, they're at home to Chichester City, which could be a big, big game for the women. And now, Kev, I believe there's something that you'd like to share from the central branch of the Pompey Supporters Club.
Yeah, just advertising our end of season party, which is on Saturday the 13th of April at the Victory Lounge, Fratton Park. Members £10, non-members £12, kids £5. We're in the process of inviting several current players and also several ex-professionals.
Thank you very much for that, Kev. So don't forget you can get in contact with us as well this evening. You can text the word express and followed by your name and send that to 81400. You can email Pompey at expressfm.com or you can tweet us at expressfm. And that is what Dave in Kelplane has done this evening. Good evening to you, Dave. He says on the emails that it's difficult to not be on a bit of a downer with things at the moment following the past 4 or 5 results, but hopefully things can turn around again quickly. In the same way as being 2-0 up in a game with 30 minutes to go and then drawing 2-2 feels like a loss, whereas the other way round, we're all celebrating the draw and then had this blip occurred back in October and we were sat on 58 points now, then the talk of any crisis would not exist. Let's hope we can get back to winning ways in Plymouth's so-called cup final tomorrow afternoon. Thank you today for that email. Sensible as ever. We'll delve deeper into those comments after the break, but be sure to stick around because after that break we'll hear from Kenny Jackett and we'll find out who he's talking about here.
Very good footballer and you know, excellent personality.
Who could it be? Keep it express for the next 15 minutes or so to find out. So don't go anywhere. The three of us will also be previewing tomorrow's trip to Plymouth Argyle in the final part of the Friday Football Hour.
This is the Football Hour, 93.7 Express FM.
Welcome back to the final part of this Friday Football Hour here on the only radio station that is passionately Pompey, Express FM, driven to you by Stagecoach Buses. Kev here has been eyeing up the chart in the corner of the studio this evening, the Keep You Up Challenge, which, of course, the Thursday Football Hours with James Robbins and a Pompey player. So, Kev, I want to ask you, Matt Clark leads the way of 179 Keep You Ups in 60 seconds. How many do you think you could do then? I'll see you eyeing it up.
About two.
Two? Well, I reckon you could give Nathan Thompson a run for his money. He's on 27. Tom
Naylor,
29.
It.
No. Roy, any good at keep ups? I'm not going to try it myself.
No. yeah, probably the 7 I might manage.
I reckon I could go for 8. we're not going to do that. We're not going to make fools of ourselves. And Kev, I've actually had a text in from my dad, actually, Lee Smith. He tells me, and I do remember that you were his old football coach during his Sunday league games.
Yeah, Lee used to be centre forward for me.
Very good one.
Yeah,
anyway,
he had some good games.
Anyway, no, it's good to see you. And like I say, I do remember those days fondly, Dad, if you're listening back home. Now, before we break, let's move on then. Before we break, we heard a snippet of the conclusion of my interview with Kenny Jackett yesterday at the press conference. But before we hear again from the gaffer, let's take a look at the travel information. If you are attending tomorrow's match between Plymouth and Pompey, and as ever, a huge thank you goes to Pam Wilkins for providing us the information on this. Now, Home Park itself is based in the Mile House area of the city next to Central Park. The stadium's got a capacity of just over 16,000 all seated, and just over 1,000 of those there tomorrow will be Blues fans. They'll be placed behind one goal in the covered Barn Park end, which actually, coincidentally, will be where myself, Liam Howes and Alan Knight will be for the Pompey live team due to a reduced away ticket allocation and the demolition of the rebuilding of the main grandstand, reducing the capacity of the ground for this campaign at Plymouth. Now, if, like me, you're heading to Plymouth tomorrow, then here's what you need to know on how to get there. Oh, and just a note for Liam Howes. I know you're listening, mate. I hope you're listening at all. Anyway, you're driving, and I don't fancy ending up at the Watford training ground again, so please listen carefully. The postcode for the stadium home park is PL23DQ. That's PL23DQ. Bit of a mouthful. I tried that earlier on. Didn't go too well. If you are making the trip via car, minibus or coach, then the late Ken Malley, who lived in Devon, always advised travelling via Dorchester, Bridport and Honiton on the M27, A31, A35, A30, joining the M5 at Exeter, then continuing onto the A38 Devon Expressway into Plymouth. Now, after that, exit the A38 on the A386, signposted Home Park, City Centre, Ferryport and Tavistock. At the roundabout, as you come off the A38, take the second exit, A386, following the direction of the flyover to the left. Stay on this road for around about a mile, and then the stadium will be visible on your left-hand side. Now, Home Park itself does have quite a large car park, which is free, and it's operated on a first-in before the game and a first-out-after basis, but be advised, as it can take up to half an hour to clear after the game has ended. The car park will probably be full an hour or so before kick-off, so be sure to get there in plenty of time. It's run by the council, and cars parked incorrectly and not in the marked bays are likely to end up with a ticket, so again, be careful of that. There is some on-street parking in the side roads on your right as you drive down Outland Road, but do be wary as some required residents parking permits. There are also parking restrictions in the Life Centre car park next to the ground, with enforcement officers patrolling frequently on match days. And finally, if you're going by rail on the day, then trains leave Fratton at 7:31 in the morning, with changes at Westbury and Taunton arriving in Plymouth at around about 11:51 or 8:31 a.m, with changes at Eastleigh and Reading arriving in Plymouth at approximately 1:05 in the afternoon. And on the return journey, trains are departing for Portsmouth at 5:55 with a changeover at Westbury, or 6:44 if you fancy a later train, with changes at Exeter, St David's and Salisbury. At the moment, surprisingly, there are no scheduled engineering works or industrial action, but full details can be found on nationalrail.co.uk, and we suggest that you check that before travelling, just to be on the safe side, because you know things can crop up overnight. Plymouth Station is around about a mile walk from Home Park, so you can either walk or you can grab a taxi as well. And as you come out to the station, turn right, head down the hill under the railway bridge, and just keep walking straight along the road, the A386, and you'll eventually reach the ground on your right. It really is as simple as that. We hope. And if you are wondering where is best to eat and drink, well, as you would expect for a naval port, there are plenty of pubs around the town centre. Nearer to the stadium, however, you have a Britannia Inn, which is fairly big Wetherspoons on Wolseley Road, and that is probably a best bet, and it's only about a 10-minute walk from the Home Park car park. If you just turn down there, turn left and go down the street, and you will see it. But do be quite careful, though, because security staff do control the doors, and it's been known in recent years that they've ejected fans for singing songs in the past. Kev, have you ever been ejected from a pub for singing songs?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm surprised, but we might be able to see that tomorrow. Ejecting fans for singing, really?
Yeah.
Well, like you say, you can either go there, or for family groups, if you're wanting to get a quieter place to meet up, then you have the Hyde Park Social Club on St Gabriel's Avenue, which is about 15 minutes from the ground. It's a family-friendly club. They show Sky and BT Sports and has a range of draft beer, cider and lager on sale, also a range of hot food. There's limited free parking at the club itself, alternatively street parking in the local area. Again, be wary of the residence permit zones. The club actually does charge £2 for a weekend pass to enter, but kids accompanied by an adult do go in for free. For an up-to-date match day travel information, be sure to check at Pompey FC Cop on Twitter. Now, that's enough from me. Let's hear from the boss, Kenny Jackett, again. I caught up with him yesterday and wanted to know how much of a loss Tom Naylor would be in his eyes as he's suspended from the action this weekend.
He is, and you know, the early season sort of combination of, let's say, Naylor, Thompson, was a good one for us. You know, this Saturday we'll have to find another combination. There's players around. It's not like we haven't got players, and younger players mainly that will be looking to push for their place. Try to, you know, wherever we can as well, you know, find a good partnership in there will really help us.
You say there's a lot of players to perhaps replace them on Saturday, and as mentioned, we're going to see perhaps a new partnership on Saturday that we haven't seen already.
Obviously we will, definitely, and you know, there's opportunities for people. I would expect just in terms of their you know, minor injuries that they've had, both ankle injuries. Donoghue and Morris will be 100% fit. You know, Saturday and Tuesday, Bryn Morris has just been sort of close to starting, but his ankle has been niggling him, and it's just, you know, stopped me playing him. Having said that, he came on as a second half substitute at Loftus Road, and I thought acquitted himself well, and hopefully can build on that now as a new player.
Ben Close also has been playing well, especially since Ben Thompson's departure. How proud does it make you feel that another academy graduate has not emerged under your management? He's been here before, but certainly thrived and burst more onto the scene under your management.
He has, and taken the opportunity. He's a very good footballer and you know, excellent personality, reliable, and never let you down. Along with Adam May in there, you know, be looking to, you know, use games like the one at Loftus Road, the chances that they got to cement a place in the team going forward.
Now, Greg Halford, as you mentioned, is a name that we've seen on social media floating around this week, out of contract looking for a club. He claims his agent's been in touch. Can you confirm or deny anything in this?
Yeah, we're not signing any free agents at the moment, no.
And I haven't had a chance to speak to you since the news, but Jack Watmore out for the season and potentially beyond that. Evidently going to be a huge loss, but also coming at an awkward time and a crucial time for the club.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we all feel for Jack on a personal level, because he really did look like he'd come through his injury problems and played a high number of games so far this season, got through a very, very busy Christmas period and has been in very good form as well. Yeah. Formed an excellent partnership with Matt Clark, we feel. So, you know, we're gutted for him, because the news and the prognosis and the way forward is of another long-term injury, which, you know, for him is, you know, I understand, sort of devastating and disappointment. He has the character, though, to get over it, and we'll get all of the support, you know, as ever from the club.
And finally, an injury update, if you could, Jack, we know about. But where do we stand with Dion Donoghue, Andy Cannon, Bryn Morris?
Yeah, Donoghue and Morris, I would expect to be fit. They'll both have fitness tests on Friday morning, and the only other one is likely to miss is Lloyd Isgrove, with some swelling on the knee, which has just come up in training early on. So whether he'll be fit or not, I don't know. Other than that, it's the same squad.
And there we have it then, Kenny Jackett previewing tomorrow's game at Home Park. And if you didn't hear him just then, he has denied any interest in contact with free agent Greg Halford, who suggested on Twitter that his agent had been in contact over a potential move back to Fratton Park. So as we know it, Greg Halford will not be joining Portsmouth, despite all the rumours on social media. Now, in terms of defence, Kev, it's not been plain sailing over the last 2 months, has it? In fact, it's 2 months today since Pompey last kept a clean sheet in League One, December 8th, against Southend United at Fratton Park. That's 10 league games without one. Surely something's got to give soon.
Yeah, but Burgess and Clark, although they've played together before, is a new partnership now. Let's hope they can knuckle down and start collecting the clean sheets that we started earlier this season.
And Brian from Ashurst on the text has texted in, really feel for Jack Watmore. I felt that his injury occurred when he slipped on the artificial grass surface at the side of the pitch, similar to Tariq Holmes' Dennis last season. If so, then it's time to remove it to prevent any more injuries. On that note, yeah, he did go down on that side of the pitch, but from what I saw, I don't know about you two lads last week at Doncaster, I think he pulled up a few minutes before that and then moved to the side of the pitch after he booted it out. Not too sure. Brian, you might be right there. It might be artificial turfing on the side of the pitch. But nonetheless, it's going to be, as we said earlier on the show, Roy, a huge loss for Pompey. And like we say, it's so long without a clean sheet now, you kind of feel that, you know, what's it like to not only win a game, but, you know, not to hear the away fans roaring, celebrating a goal?
Well, absolutely right. And I think clean sheets were a big part of our early season. Although I think now that the way forward possibly could be score more goals. And I think we've possibly, without repeating myself over, brought in the personnel that maybe could, you know, we need 2 or 3 goals in us.
Yeah.
Rather be hanging on to one, or indeed trying to get an equaliser. So I think possibly that is the way forward. And I'm sure that Christian and others can do a good job in there.
Shav on Twitter has got involved. He says, if fit, Morris on the left and Close on the right in that midfield. And if not, Close on the left and Walks on the right. And that's another dilemma, gents. Who do we play in the middle tomorrow then, Kev? Because obviously, like you say, Tom Naylor's suspended due to picking up 10 yellow cards in the league. So he's got a 2-game league suspension, which will serve into next week as well. So who do you play? I mean, Kenny Jackett mentioned that Bryn Morris and Andy Cannon might be available for tomorrow. Who knows?
I would definitely play Morris because I think he's a good young footballer. I'd possibly play one of Walks or Nathan Thompson in centre midfield, just in front of the back four, and obviously the other one with Walks and Thompson back at right back.
Mm. And Ryan Fisher on Facebook believes that it has to be Nathan Thompson in midfield with Anton Walks at right back, quite similar to what you were suggesting just then, Kev. And Roy Gregory, we'll come to you now. How about up top then? Because we mentioned earlier about Ollie Hawkins, now we've got Omar Bogum in the squad. There's another dilemma up top. Who do we play?
Difficult. Well, I'd like to see two up front, to be honest with you. And Ollie Hawkins has done really well, much improved, without a doubt. But I do think it's perhaps time for Bogan and Vaughan, if he goes with two.
You'd like to think
that's the way to get the goals,
yeah.
I feel.
Yeah, you'd like to think that'd be a deadly partnership. And it's only one win in eight at home park. So it's time to end that hoodoo, we hope. We've got some score predictions coming in. Elka is backing for Boys River 2-0 win. Lee Gosney says 2-1 to Pompey. While Paul Collier simply puts, a win will do, but a big win would be great. Wouldn't it just, Paul? Wouldn't it just? And I ran a poll on Twitter over the last 24 hours. Jake Pompey Smith, if you're not following me on there, asking the fans who they think will win tomorrow's game. The results are in. 53% are confident of a Pompey win, while 30% reckon Plymouth Argyle will snatch it. So, although the majority going with Pompey, you kind of feel that there's a bit of worry that Plymouth might snatch it as well. Kev, let's get a quick score prediction from you then. What do you reckon tomorrow?
Well, the form is Plymouth have won 4 out of the last 5. Mm. Pompey have won 1 out of the last 5. But I feel confident, positive, and I believe it'll be a Pompey 2-1 win.
2-1 win. And Roy, like, finally from you.
Well, 2-1 is what I feel.
2-1 win for you as well. I'm going to go... you're not going to like me for this. I'm going to go for 1-0. I don't think we're going to win. I think it'll be 1-0. I think it will give them a good game, but I think we'll come back into the league soon enough. Don't you worry about that. That is that then for what has been another edition of the Friday Football Hour here on 93.7 Express FM. As always, I'd like to thank everyone for listening in this evening, especially those who interacted with us on the socials over the last 60 minutes or so. Of course, a big thank you to my two guests tonight too, Kev Ryan and Roy Gregory. I hope you have a safe journey home in this horrible weather. The Football Hour is back on Monday with James Robbins. Henry Deacon brings you Over the White Line again on Wednesday to go over the latest non-league news and fixtures too. And I return next Friday, where I hope to be joined once again by Jeff Harris and Spencer Green from the Armed Forces Supporters Club. And just to note, there is no Thursday Football Hour next week as Valentine's Day. James, what are you doing? I'm actually back on air tomorrow saying that I'll be joining the usual team of Liam Howes and Alan Knight for the Blues trip to Plymouth Argyle. Pompey Live is back and live from Home Park from 2 p.m. with commentators Andy Moon and Guy Whittingham taking control just before 3. Red Rose is next here on Express FM. Get your song request into her between now and 8. You can tweet at ExpressFM or email studio@expressfm.com. She kickstarts your weekend right after the news. All that leaves me now to say is a safe journey to those travelling down to Devon tomorrow in the morning. And of course, a massive play up Pompey.